Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, we speak to people making a difference in Bedford County. Now, here's our host, Lloyd Roach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio. Good morning to you, and welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program over News Talk 98.7 and 1310 AM WBFD. This morning's program is brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and exceptional quality of life that defines our region. We have a special guest this morning. I have never met this woman before until this moment, so it's a really pleasure to meet her. Janice Leppert runs an outfit called Secret Santa. Now, you're going to say, what's the secret, Santa? We're going to tell you the secret. But as soon as we introduce our guest here, first of all, Janice, thank you very much for joining today. It was great to have you here this morning.
Thank you.
Tell me first a little bit about yourself. You're a Bedford County native, I understand.
I'm a Bedford County native, born and raised, spent a little bit of time away in college and a short stint in Pittsburgh. And I moved back to Bedford area to be with my mother and later in life, I met my husband, Brooke Leppert, and we enjoyed a life here, and he unexpectedly passed away in July of 2024.
My condolences with that. I realize it's been a couple of years, but that's always tough, so I appreciate you that. Tell me a little bit more about Janice. Did you go to high school here?
Yes, Bedford High School, class of 1980. Went to Penn State, graduated from Penn State.
What was your concentration at Penn State?
Special education.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Did you end up doing that?
No, I did not.
That often happens when you go to school.
Yes. I actually ended up, when I lived in Pittsburgh, getting a job with the state, with the Department of Human Services.
Oh.
And so when I decided to move back, I was very easily able to transfer and work here at the Bedford County Assistance Office.
Oh, you did?
And
great.
Retired 5 years ago with 35 years of service with the state.
That's great. You know, I guess that's a pretty close association of what you studied. I mean, special education is, you know, it's a little related.
Social services,
you know,
kind of, yes, it all kind of blends in.
So you worked in this office here. Did you work in other offices besides this one?
Just the one I started in Pittsburgh, but
I see.
No other offices.
So you got back home.
Yes,
that's
came
great.
Back home, yeah.
And what did Brooke do when he was working?
Well, he had quite a few jobs in his career, but he was actually scheduled to retire from the state also. He worked for PennDOT.
Oh, he did?
And he had signed his papers and had 11 more days to his retirement and his 60th birthday when he passed away.
Oh, well, boy. Well, I'm sure he had a great career, and I'm sure PennDOT appreciated it.
Yes,
yeah. I worked with PennDOT a lot when I was working in the eastern part of the state.
Okay.
I was on an outfit called the Transportation Management Association of Chester County. And PennDOT actually was our major funder, so we used to go to the PennDOT district, called District 6 there, nine here.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very interesting to see what they do. I don't think people appreciate it. They always complain about the roads in Pennsylvania, but they have like 4,000 billion roads here.
Exactly.
That's a lot of roads. Anyway, our guest this morning is Janice Leppert, and she heads up the Secret Santa Society. Sorry about that. The Secret Santa Society sounds secret. How did it start?
Well, it started, again, after Brooke died, he had played our downtown Santa here in Bedford for probably 12 years. And
so did he look like Santa Claus?
He did look like Santa Claus. He had the rotundness.
Oh, boy, really?
The beard, which when he started, he did have to color a little bit, you know, to make it a little bit whiter. But as the time went on, that was no longer necessary.
He kind of grew into the role.
He grew into the role.
That's great.
We never had any children, but he had a real affinity for children, and children did for him also. So he, downtown Bedford Inc. would host a family fun night or day for the families and have Santa up at the gazebo. And he would sit up there for hours, see 300 kids come and sit on his lap. And that grew then for other folks and organizations reaching out to him to play Santa, to, you know, come and visit their kids.
What made the Secret Santa secret?
Well, it's not really a secret. And like I said, after he passed away, we decided, members of our friend group said that they thought we should form a nonprofit in his honor and memory to give back to the community.
Right.
So it just is, that name was put out, and it's like I said, we don't want to be a secret. We want people to know we're out here.
Well, if it was a secret, it no longer is.
It is no longer a secret now, but we formed that in November. I think the idea came in around October of 2024. By November of 2024, I think we had gotten in contact with the Community Foundation of the Alleghenies,
right,
who is phenomenal.
Terrific outfit.
It's terrific to start up a nonprofit. You know, that can be very cumbersome.
You bet.
And they just take so much off of our plate, that of the administration of running a nonprofit, that we don't have to worry about anymore. And got that up and running, and a year later, in November of 2025, we had raised and distributed over $30,000.
I'm going to ask you in a second what you do with that money, but I think I have to understand that this nonprofit was established, and correct me if I'm wrong, to benefit children, correct or not?
Well, anybody in the community in need. Children will benefit from it, but, you know, if their parents in need for food, you know, to help out a neighbor. I remember during COVID, we had elderly neighbors that he would do their shopping for them, deliver it to their house. They would, you know, he'd put the receipt in their mailbox. They would put money in the mailbox, and, you know, he just wanted to help and anybody.
So that's a little bit about what the secret's about. It's a secret donation.
Yes.
of someone maybe they didn't know, and all of a sudden,
right,
there they are benefiting from this.
Yes.
Our guest is Janet Leppert, and she is the heads up the Secret Santa Society here in Bedford County, and she's telling us a little bit about what this nonprofit does. This sounds a little bit like kind of an extension of your career, a little bit.
Yes.
So
you've
taken your career of helping people and have done it a different way with this nonprofit. Mm-hmm. Do you have a large organization? Are there zillions of people helping you?
Well, no, actually, our group started out with, there's just a group of eight of us. And then we actually made a ninth member, an honorary member, and Rory Salmon, the son of Mary Jane and Tom Salmon, who have the Golden Eagle.
Right.
That Brooke was the only Santa that Rory ever knew. He believed and believes to this day that Brooke was the true Santa Claus.
Yeah.
He had since it was when he was a toddler, we were holding a little Santa thing up at Horn of Plenty with Mandy Horn, and that was the first time he sat on Santa's lap. And he would often go into the pub, and as like Brooke would have a gig over at the theater,
right,
for a private party that he did for a little boy's birthday party, and he would stop by the pub and, you know, shake hands and hold Rory when he was little, talk to him, let him sit on his lap, and then later his little sister Bridget. So he was our ninth honorary member. So there were only, like I said, eight adults. Part of us were retired, some of us not, and we managed to pull off a lot of functions as of with just us, and people kept asking to help, how can they be involved? So as of this spring, we instituted a group of elves to help us in our endeavors, because it is, like I said, there's just a few of us, and we're older, and since we established in last December, we lost one of our members, Linda Browse. Mm-hmm. She unexpectedly passed away also, and since then we filled her position with her son Zach Browse.
Sounds like your outfit's become multi-generational, sitting on the husband's lap as a child.
Yes.
So that's a great
Rory's
story.
Rory's only 9 years, or he maybe 10 years old now.
I see.
So he is. It is multi-generational now, because we do have.
How long did he do it? I mean, how many years did he do this? Your husband,
He probably 12.
Oh, well.
13, 14 years,
We're approaching a generation now. So,
yes, exactly.
Good for him. Our guest, as we mentioned, is Janice Leppert. She is the heads up the Secret Santa Society here in Bedford County. You know, we talk to a lot of people that some people might pejoratively call a bunch of do-gooders, but you are definitely doing some good. I can see that, and you should
be very
proud of what you're doing. And I can tell you that the other Brooke, Brooke Kelly, raves about your organization. She just told me, you've got to talk to this Janice. You'll love it, and so forth. And, of course, she turned out to be correct. Bedford County Speaks is brought to you today by the BCDA, the Bedford County Development Association, which presents the Bedford County Advantage. If you'd like to learn more, just visit their website, bcda.org. Again, I mentioned our guest is Janice Leppert, and she is with the Secret Santa Society. What exactly should I, as an observer, or maybe possibly a beneficiary at some point, know about this organization that would help me better understand it?
Well, just that we are obviously just a grassroots organization, and that we do want to give back to the community and points that are with folks and people in need. And one of our other things that were at Brooke's heart were animals, dogs,
really?
All kinds of animals. And he played, he was the Santa Paws for Abby's Angels for many years, too,
right.
Where she would have a fundraiser for their organization where they would have professional sittings with the dogs and their families,
right.
Or whatever, with Santa. So it, just wherever there is a need, and we want it to be sort of no questions asked, no need to qualify, explain, you know, your position in life, just to be there to fill in the gaps, because as you said, for my other career, we could see so many people falling through the gaps of, not qualifying for something. Maybe they were, $50 over the limit to get help with their heating assistance.
Right.
Yet $50 was not going to heat their homes for the winter.
Well, you're speaking with Janice Leppert of the Secret Santa Society. And when we come back, we're going to learn precisely who benefits from this kindness and this generosity when Bedford County Speaks continues.
This is Connie Brode of the Huntington Bedford Fulton Area Agency on Aging, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks on News Talk, FM 98.7 and 1310 AM, WBFD.
Today's Bedford County Speaks is presented as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association. BCDA President Jen Marsh, along with her professional staff, are building new business, residential, and outdoor recreation opportunities in Bedford County. BCDA builds business parks and fully operational building sites, such as the newly opened Rural Electric Cooperative Operations Center in Business Park 1, or site-ready locations in Business Park 2. In addition to excellent locations, applications for business and industry. BCDA builds relationships that have added millions of dollars and thousands of jobs to Bedford County. BCDA represents a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org.
Now let's return to Lloyd and his guest on Bedford County Speaks.
We have returned to Bedford County Speaks. My name is Lloyd Roach, and I'm with Janice Leppard today of the Secret Santa Society, comfortably ensconced in Hebrews. I always like to give them a plug because they're very kind to let us use their back room to do this. Janice, this sounds like a wonderful organization, and I wanted to know if you could give me an idea of who is the beneficiary of this work. You said you work through several other nonprofits too, but do you distribute money, stuff, people, time? How's it done?
Well, a little bit of everything, money, and we, as an organization through the community foundations of the Alleghenies, we can't directly give money to a individual. So we do try to provide for other resources, like we work through Center for Community Action. Right. We've made many donations to them for heating costs, to distribute to the food banks. The Blessing Room in Everett, it's a free store. We have donated things, money to them for them to be able to purchase things for people to be able to take. One of the other places that we have given money to is Abby's Angels. That was very near and dear to Brooke's heart. We've given stuffed animals to the police and sheriff's office, the EMS, you know, for comfort for when there's a child involved in some sort of they have some sort of contact. And
I know the power of that. I spent some time in the emergency services capacity, but those stuffed animals mean a great deal, especially when you get to an incident that's very, very traumatic for children.
Yes.
And it's a tremendous thing.
Yes, something as simple as that. We also donate to an organization called Shop with a Cop.
Oh, right. I've been to those things.
Yes.
Yeah.
That, again, that was something that Brooke was involved to. Our local ones would, the day that they are taking the children out to shop, Brooke would ride a Santa in the lead car down to Walmart.
Right.
And then, you know, greet with all the children before the officers take them into shop.
I remember the first time I went to those, I talked to some of the officers, both the local and state cops. I said, I bet this is a good day to rob a bank. You're rolling this Walmart. and the state policeman said, no, that's not the way it works.
Well, it was interesting the first time, at least that Brooke was involved in it, because we would start up where the ProCare used to be and then go. And it is the sirens, the lights are right, all going. Yeah. And I remember then looking on Facebook and everybody wanted to know what was going on at Walmart. Was there a robbery?
I can tell you the 911 center gets calls every time you do it.
They
see this line of cop cars and ambulances going down the street. They probably think there's this major incident happening near the turnpike.
Exactly.
And they didn't know what it was.
Yes.
Our guest is Janice Leppard of Secret Santa Society here in Bedford County. You know, I mean, an organization I'm involved with, the Knights of Columbus, they raise tons and tons of food for the food banks around here.
Yes.
And that's something that they like to do. Mm-hmm. So you have organizations like that assisting you, or you sometimes give money to them?
Usually we give through Center for Community Action for the food banks because they kind of feed into and distribute for all of those.
Right.
We also have given to local backpack programs to the schools. Last summer, another thing that we did was distribute water and Gatorade to all of the fire companies within the county and those that in neighboring counties that assist into Bedford County.
That backpack program is very interesting. That's something else the Knights are involved in. And I know they had some difficulty some years ago because they had to change the name or something. But it's really worked well because they give those knapsacks to those kids. And they say they look forward to getting them every year.
Sure.
And the teachers love it.
Yes. Well, the backpack programs we do are the ones where they are filling the kids' backpacks with food for the weekend, and I think people are not as aware of what food insecurities there are here. And
let me stop you there. I've always wanted to ask this question. You're my expert, so you're going to be able to tell me. I think the average citizen thinks that today, here we are in the richest country in the world, and we have all this public assistance available from federal, state, local, whatever. Mm-hmm. How can anyone not be able to get some food? What is going on here? Where is this? You mentioned this crack and this gap. Where is that happening?
I wish I had the answer because it probably would fix everything. Bedford County, I know, is a working poor county. You know, people, yes, they are. You might have typical two-parent household, you know, two kids. Mm-hmm. They are working, making above the minimum wage. But even with that, they can qualify for benefits, you know, but that doesn't necessarily meet all the needs, you know, with all the other expenses and everything continues to, I don't know how some people are making it. This was several years ago, and I remember looking at reviewing a case with a household of mom and dad, two kids. At that time, they were making $15, $16 an hour, and the household was still qualifying for maybe $500, $600 a month in SNAP benefit.
Right.
Talked to one of the workers on the floor that had, you know, same size household, and asked, you know, like, is that a lot? And she said, no, Janice. She said, that's not a lot. She said, I can go to the grocery store and every week and spend $150 to $200. And that's not even any meat. So that's not a lot of money, you know, even for food, let alone keeping up with, you know, the cost of gas and right. utilities and things like that. So, and there are people, you know, kids out there who parents might be in a bad way, might have addiction problems.
Now, I understand the social difficulties, and that is profound. I understand
yes.
that. But this whole business of not being able to afford a meal, and you've explained it very well.
Yes.
Because I think that, I'll tell you an interesting, I had an interview some years ago with a guy that worked for CBS Television. He said to me, he used the word you just used, second time I've ever heard you use in my life. He said, do you remember the Jackie Gleason show? They had a series on it called The Honeymooners. The Honeymooners, he says, was the only show ever produced in American television about the working poor. And I thought that was a very interesting comment.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jackie Gleason and his wife lived in a tenement in New York, obviously
right.
fictional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he was a bus driver, and I think she was a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how a lot of people live.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
And they don't think of them as poor, but they are the working poor.
Right.
It's a very good way to put it.
Yes.
Because they're not bums, they're not on welfare and all like that, but they're trying to get ahead, but they're not making it because of these little cracks you talk about.
Sure.
So Secret Santa Society is contributing to the benefit of this.
Trying to,
yeah.
That's trying to.
I realize you can't take care of everyone, right. but you do what you can.
Yes, exactly.
So do you ever distribute food of any kind?
We have not actually, other than, like I said, the water and Gatorade distribution,
right.
we haven't, you know, physically distributed right. any food ourselves.
Now, I guess here's the important question.
Okay.
What do you do at Christmas? I mean, you are called the Secret Santa, so there must be something to do with Christmas here.
Well, actually, we do. July 24th and 25th, we have an event called Christmas in July. And we are hosting it up at the Lincoln Motor Court. One of the things that in our efforts to raise money is we try to have fun and do fun things. And a lot of what we do is related around music because
you go to the Lincoln Motor Court. How cool! That's
the
neat.
Lincoln Motor Court. And last year was the first year we did it, obviously, because it was the first year. And mm-hmm. July 25th fell on a Friday, and we went up as our members and we rented out the we each rented out cabins
right.
at the Lincoln Motor Court, and we decorated it for Christmas, and we had the Hickory Bottom Band came and played music. We had, at the time, the owner there, Luke Steinbrunner. They had a food truck. We had local brewery come to, you know, sell beer. And it was, you know, even at that time.
Now, in the unlikely situation where you could be so poorly educated you've never heard of the Lincoln Motor Court. This is one of the most historic and iconic things on the Lincoln Highway.
Absolutely.
This was a lodges that were built during the 1930s when the Lincoln Highway was just becoming a big coast-to-coast highway, and it has been preserved. And I understand there are new owners now.
There are new owners
and
now.
So this is a fabulous place to do it because it's very interesting and very cool.
It is
so
very
on top of that hill, you look down and everything, just beautiful.
Yes, and the owner at the time, when he took it over, he built a stage in the back and then like the whole courtyard area. So it's all decorated. Christmas, there's lights hanging. We gave out little 3D glasses so that you could look at the lights and see little Christmas
things. So what do you do at this event?
Okay, we took donations. We had raffles and we raised money for the Secret Santa Society. And it was truly magical. It really was to be tucked away back in there in this little... And it's hot, it's July, but yet we had the spirit and magic of
Christmas
going.
It's not like you're in Beaver Stadium or something.
No.
We're talking about really...
No, you bring your own chairs. We have some easy ups up. You know, it is very cool. So this year, we decided to do two nights, Christmas Eve on the 24th and the 25th then. So this time, instead of raising money for Secret Santa Society, we've partnered with 12 other nonprofits. There are 12 cabins up there.
Right.
Each nonprofit is going to be assigned a cabin to decorate in whatever theme that they want to, and there'll be an opportunity for them to collect for donations. Let's just say it's Abby's Angels. Somebody wants to, you know, bring food or supplies for the dogs, or just do a monetary donation. And if there's no donations, at least they're being recognized, because there are some organizations that I was not even aware of. So they'll get some notoriety.
Do you ask for any commercial sponsors?
We do not have any commercial sponsors for this event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that would be a great thing for some.
It would be. Out. It would be. I don't know. Truly thought about that.
But that's
one
an idea.
Of the other, it is an idea. One of the other big events we have coming up, and last year again was our first year, is a music festival at Camp Living Waters.
Right.
So this will be our second annual Brookstock, 2 days of music. Last year we started with 12 bands, musicians, all donating their time and talent.
It's like a battle of bands here.
Well, it's not really a battle. It's just come and, you know, listen, vibe to the music.
Great.
True sense of community. This year we have 16 bands and musicians, once again, all donating their time. And we have food vendors, craft, arts vendors. It is, again, truly magical. And in that we have... We are partnering with Discover Bedford County, Brooke Kelly and her crew. And we also have a sponsorship through WTAJ Channel 10.
Good. Excellent.
Yes.
Well, I'm out of time, but this has been wonderful. Did I miss anything?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, you've been terrific.
Thank you for highlighting us.
This is great. I really have enjoyed talking to you. Brooke was absolutely right. You're sensational. And you're what a firebrand you are. This is great. You're continuing this. And I love the idea with the Lincoln Motor Court. I got to see that.
Yes, terrific. Please come out. And
tell me. We'll promote it on the radio for you. That'd be great. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Our guest this morning was Janice Leppert. And, of course, you've heard all about Secret Santa Society. Do you have a website, by the way?
We do not have a website. We do have a very active Facebook page and a spot on as a partner with Community Foundation of the Allegheny.
Okay, gotcha. Well, look on that and see what you can learn more about this. It's a great organization. I can see they're really doing some good work, and I congratulate you on what you've done. You've obviously done a real service for our county. We want to thank Janice Leppert, our guest. This morning's program is brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org. This is Lloyd Roach. See you next Saturday. Until then, have a great week.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks over 98.7 FM and 1310 AM WBFD. The show is heard right here every Saturday at 8:30 AM. If you'd like to hear the program again, visit bedfordcountyspeaks.com. Join us next time for Bedford County Speaks.